Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's never a good start when you begin your podcast by just like deeply rubbing your face.
Yeah, I was just thinking about how, so we're filming this for the very first time and I woke up, we were meant to start recording at 9:30, I woke up at 9:27 and so then I just did such a rush job of washing my face.
It was one of those amazing like multiple group chat, like we should do a podcast and it was like, Eli and I have our chat, we've got our chat with our producer Tim, and this is admin that no one cares about or needs to know.
It's not interesting to hear about, but what you should know is that we've screwed up. Different days were said in different chats.
Different days were said.
But the good thing is we made it here
and we've only just woken up, and so that's great.
That's
too.
That's an awesome energy, I think.
You know, when you leave the house and you're like, oh my God, you are the worst husband in the world. Like, I've been so fucking busy this week. And then it was like Saturday morning. I was like, bye, I'm about to do my podcast for free. I need to leave now.
Like, I was at the exact same moment where I like, yeah, saw the messages. Sam was still asleep. Left, washed my face, ran back into moisturize, and I was like, sorry, I'm out.
Yeah, I put on SPF and that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, but we're here and we're recording this on a camera.
Hello, everyone out there in the world.
I'm furious that we're doing that, actually.
Yeah.
We've given in. You know, with the pressure. We've seen too many podcast clips and we thought, oh, we should do it too.
We have to do that.
And who knows what will come out of this.
Well, I am sick of doing the thing where what I do is play the podcast and screenshot it and then put captions on to share a little video. Yes. And I think it looks as lazy as it is.
I feel like it's kind of funky.
Yeah.
It's like a lyric video.
It's exactly, you're right, actually. Let's stop the camera.
That's when people actually, because people learn our podcast. Do you think anyone's ever learned a podcast off by heart?
Learn an entire podcast episode.
I don't know. Would be an amazing feat.
It's a challenge. If you can do it with this episode, we'll give you $1,000. Neither of us are working much.
Cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Welcome along to this week's episode of The Male Gaze.
And we got to do some breaking news because no one else will, but also because you went to Pink last night. Much talked about on this pod. And I did talk about going earlier. I was deeply considering it. There were $99 tickets on the door. I went to see Zander.
It's never a good sign.
Well,
I saw Taylor Swift that way, actually, Reputation.
Oh, really?
The Reputation tour. I think I got like a $79 ticket.
Yeah,
I... With Restrictive Year, with Tom Sainsbury, and we had the night of our lives.
I went to see Selena Gomez, and it was the first time I've ever bought tickets on the door at Spark Arena.
Like, are there any door... Are there any walk-ins?
Door sales? Yeah, are there any walk-ins? Can you get it on an artist pass here?
Little fringy joke there for anyone who's done the festival circuit.
I reckon there's a couple of people having a little laugh at that.
Yeah.
This is your first time seeing Pink?
No, it is my second time seeing
Saw
Pink.
Spark like, last time.
I've seen her indoors and now I've seen her outdoors. This is her summer carnival tour.
One of the main reasons I want to go is to see a concert in general at Eden Park, which I've not done yet.
It is amazing for that. Mm. I would say, yeah, like, we just have not built in the infrastructure in and around the stadium, like to get in and to get out. So like concert ends, bedlam, like bedlam on the streets. It's just, and what I love so much about a concert ending is like the type of people, like you all get a certain type of person leave and walking out on the streets. So if it was like, you know, a whole bunch of rugby fans or a whole bunch of Metallica fans, but like a whole bunch of Pink fans sort of storming home, is just such a specific and incredible energy to immerse yourself in.
What does everyone look like Pink?
Everyone's dressed in pink and they're with their best gal pals. There's sort of like 4 to 5 women. Someone's been bullied at the office. someone's got a daughter who's lost her way.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like it's the in that everyone's sort of working through shit.
Yeah.
When you're at a pink. Because pink is like
And finally some release.
Exactly.
Tonight is the night. Just I will scream be raising and let my glass.
But she like because her music is like so about like anti-bullying and being brave and like pulling the middle finger to social norms. And so she's so...
But she's the most mainstream.
She's not. She's got... She dresses super androgynous and she's got a short little haircut.
And she's on... Any radio station can play a pink song. Yeah,
which is amazing. That's, yeah, that's representation.
That is amazing.
For manic pixie dream girls.
Yeah.
That representation matters. She... Yeah, so we're all just walking around the streets. Everyone's in like boots with heels that they've just totally regretted to wear. They're like, my feet are killing me, and just like dragging there. And there's no buses, and you know, everyone's wearing their little wigs and their tiny little hats, and it's all starting to fall apart. And it was just, but then everyone's so kind, so polite, and so friendly.
I love the vibes of like, what an amazing thing. It's kind of like church. Everyone's like, what did we just experience? Wow, we saw our favorite gal.
But maybe like a younger person, like a Billie Eilish, say, like in Gen Z, floods the streets. The energy is like people want to hang out more and party outside the festival. Taylor Swift, I imagine, there's a party atmosphere. Whereas post-Pink, it's like, shit, we have to get home. I am spent. I've had a full week of work. I've got the family. I've got my mum coming over on the weekend. You know, it's we've got to get home.
I've had my one release for the year, and now it's time to get home.
And no one's caught an Uber before.
Yeah.
No, and they're like, so you download the app. Okay. Well, how do I know it's coming? How do I know I've paid for it?
That should be a Pink song. I've never caught an Uber.
Because I've never caught an Uber before, but I always like to catch a taxi.
Here I am, I'm going to catch the Uber. Woo! Yeah. She flies across the stadium. How many times did she fly across the stadium?
Well, she starts the concert bungee jumping out of like a sort of carnival mouth, like with teeth, probably modeled on her mouth and teeth. So she's bungee jumping, and then two guys go up, and then she bungee jumps off of them, and she sort of gets caught by them for a little bit. And then she does a lot of singing and a lot of sort of crazy banter with the audience.
Oh.
Where it's like, random. Like, that's sort of her vibe out there. She's like, I don't know. What the hell are you all doing here? Like, it's sort of that energy.
Oh.
I wouldn't say she was popping off.
I'm hearing Benny influence.
Yes. Well, I think Benny's been influenced.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Benny is in the same lineage of like, oh, I just did my song.
It's that. It is that. I'm going to put on my crazy little costumes. And
you guys might have heard this one before. Oh, no, I don't care.
Yeah, and it's like relatability. And it's like she walks out with like, there's a big bit on like Twizzlers. She's like, I love Twizzlers. Oh, they're so yum. They're like plastic strawberry straws. Random. And then she like throws some in the audience.
Did she have to bring? Did she go to Martha's? Like, we don't have Twizzlers.
I think she's
here, really.
Definitely traveled with Twizzlers. That's the thing I kept thinking. I was like, this bit.
Pink, do you have anything to declare?
Just watching
50 packs of Twizzlers
for my Australia New Zealand tours. I watched it and thought to myself, this would pop off if you had like Whittaker's.
Or
pineapple lumps. Like, we would be, when a celebrity's like, I love New Zealand, I'm crazy about pineapple lumps. And we're all like, as if we'd all handmade them on the factory line or something.
Yeah. If you could learn one thing about a country, if she had been like, pop down to Countdown, whoops, Woolworths, confusing, am I right?
What's up with this coalition government? Yeah. Fuck, man, what are we going to do about News Hub? You know, we're just like,
how did you know? God.
Should we get into it?
It's been such a sad week.
The state of, I mean, it's not a fun thing to talk about, but maybe we can have a fun spin on it.
I know.
Have you lost your job?
It's actually, I don't even know what I can say, but.
I saw a spin-off article where I was like, Eli's lost his job.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely.
Or are you hosting the news now?
Yeah. I'm doing 6 p.m., midday and midnight, and a.m. for 3 hours. It's all me. They don't have a newsroom to research, but they can have a comedian to sit on the side
doing a fact of the gay on his phone.
Pop off a little joke now and then. I actually, there's nothing official about our show being officially cancelled, but it certainly would be hard to make our show with a newsroom.
Yeah.
And so I don't really know what's happening. All I know is that building is It's so big.
Yeah.
And
it's surely going to be sold, right?
Well, yeah.
That big old newsroom.
It's so big, and there's multiple studios and things, and there's going to be like 50 people. Pay paradise. And there's two buildings, right? Because there's where the project was.
Yes.
Which is...
That was always going to be... I imagine they were always going to get rid of.
Well, we were going to film our show there. And days before this announcement, they changed the banner from the project banner to a Patty Gale Has Issues banner.
Okay. Big day for you guys.
A huge day for us. And that was popping off in the
group
chat.
A big rise, a big fall.
What was amazing was, yeah, we got like a Patty Gale Has Issues group chat, and that was popping up when the banner went up. It was all popping up. Everyone was excited. I wrote a very funny joke where I was like, is that a Banksy? And everyone was like, la, 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 la. And then days later, the news, some news broke. And I got to tell you, the group chat, silent.
Fuck.
No one was saying anything.
I saw that clip of Patty Gower getting up in the room and talking to everyone. I was like, what a man.
What a legend.
Just immediately, he's such a hero, hey?
Yeah.
A man of the people.
Looking so, he hasn't had to be on telly in a while, so he's let his hair grow.
Yeah, a bit grubby. A bit grubby.
A bit grubby, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. He's a boy, isn't he? He's like sort of a rough and tumble
boy.
Yeah.
He's such a legend. That's one of the sad things is that I'm like, I'm so excited to get back in the office because he is a very fun person to work with, as is everyone on that show.
It's crazy, like, just in terms of the landscape. One thing I don't love, there's many things I don't love, but is the comments. Underneath every single post, it's like, well, that's what you happen when you suck on the teat of the government, you woke liberal media
agenda.
You
listen to the government's forceful views and let them control you. And fuck, go woke, go broke.
I hate that.
It's so stupid. Like,
they were just telling the fucking news.
Yeah, they're just doing the news.
Oh my God.
It's so crazy.
And they would have been doing the same shit for this government. Like,
exactly.
I hate it so much. I hate it so much.
People are going to... I feel like this is one of those things as well that I feel like in 2 years, people are going to be like, wait a second.
Yeah.
What do we do? Like, in terms of staying up to date. And it's got such a trickle-down effect because, like so much comes from the new... Like, so much of our lives...
Where do you go? For your news. I mean, apart from our podcast.
Yeah, this is the main thing. Well, I mainly like to get my news from someone kind of rushing through a Wikipedia page.
I would say I'm an RNZ head, maybe.
Website or radio.
Website.
I'm NewsHub website, which actually, and... Because it's very clear and made for dummies.
It is clean and clear and under control.
And I think it's updated the most easily. So even when I worked at TVNZ, don't tell them that, don't have even paying attention, the page that I would check the most was the news hub because it was just digestible for me. Actually, these days I am stuff. I'm stuff all the way, actually.
I like stuff. I think it's just like, and it's, I think stuff used to be too much of like, this horse was born with five legs. And you'd be like, what? I need to know what's going on with whatever's just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But now it feels a bit more concise.
Yeah, and when stuff's going on, stuff has the
light. I see how they... I finally get it.
The name is clear.
I get it. Wow.
The live updates, I really trust them on their website.
And it's a bit too fun. Like, it's all like purple and millennial and like, you know, it's...
Yeah.
I'm a hot mess.
Do you feel like they... I mean, I don't want to start any wars, but I did feel like the spinoff did their kind of graphic redesign, and then I feel like Stuffs is not all the way to what the spinoff did, but it's...
It's the impact of Canva.
Yeah, like, and is it...
Everything's sort of gone, this like... I don't know if they've done it on Canva, but it's like the way that like Canva has people, everyone's a graphic designer nowadays. It's like that sort of bad graphic design and
the
lines.
Full size color behind it.
Yes.
Was Gawker website, I feel like kind of looked, was the first one that kind of looked like that? Maybe I'm correct.
I've been doing a bit of stand up about this actually, not about Gawker.
What about Canva?
No, about websites. What was your favorite website as a kid? I just keep thinking it's amazing that we don't really have like
favorite websites
anymore.
And sometimes I get sometimes I've been asked, what is your favorite website? In like a questionnaire for publicity. I'm like, what do you mean? Instagram.com. Like,
yeah, I know. But like, what is your favorite website?
Well, it was neopets.com when I was a kid, for sure.
Interesting.
These days, randomly, there's a series of websites that I check every day.
I guess?
Yeah.
Stuff?
No. I'm going international here. One's for music, one's for movies, one's for celebrity goss.
Pink News.
No.
Okay, one's for music. Pitchfork?
I've got a pitchfork a little bit, but I go stereo gum primarily.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I like stereo.
I want more inspiration for music.
Yeah.
You know, I find it hard. That's maybe what my goal is. Go to more websites rather than TikToks. That being said, I follow this girl on TikTok who's like, here's what I've been listening to this month. And it's like kind of music recommendations. And
oh, that's good.
That, and then you can follow her Spotify playlist.
Fun.
And I was like, that's, because I don't know how to discover new music, but I can follow someone who's discovering it for me.
And then
And then just immediately blueprint my personality onto them.
Steering them do a few columns, but one of them is the month in pop. And so they'll break down when Troye Sivan album came out, they did a big article about the Troye Sivan album. And then at the bottom, it's got kind of like all the big pop singles from the month that you...
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, what a way to... Studio Gum, whatever it's called.
Have you listened to the Ariana Grande album?
No. Is it? When did it drop?
Last night, 6 p.m. Probably when you were at Pink.
Yeah. I was actually listening to...
live music.
A more formative pop princess.
No, get out. And then I randomly got a website, which I've gone to for so long, which is called Dark Horizons, which is a movie news. I should just go to Deadline. But Dark Horizons is run by an Australian guy called Garth. And I don't know. Sometimes he just focuses a little bit more on Australia and New Zealand news, which I like.
That's kind of good.
Yeah, you get a bit more of that. And there's constantly typos, which is what I like.
Relatable.
And then
I like that too. I feel like we should normalize typos more.
Yeah, I think so too.
I was like, who's got a proofreader?
Bring them back.
We're all running late. We're all trying to get this shit up there as fast as possible.
Do you know who puts typos in every single thing they do? Alice Sneddon. And she is a successful, an amazing comedian. I had to tell her that her Melbourne Comedy Festival listing had a pretty bad typo in it.
What does it say?
It was just a typo that like killed a joke.
In the poster? Or
it was on the text on the website. Okay. So there was time to change it.
Oh my God. Yeah. I typo everything.
Yeah.
But that's why they've named a store after it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like when you say I typo everything, it sounds like you really make your stationery special.
Yeah. I make sure it always has an inspirational quote.
And a fluffy ball on the end.
And like a sort of keychain from a 90s sitcom. Okay, and then the third would be celebrity gossip. Where are you getting your celebrity gossip from?
So there's a website called Pajiba. And I don't even know why.
You really do have favorite websites.
Yeah, and I've just been going to them for so long. And it's hard to pull me to other ones. I'm sure there's a better celebrity gossip website that's more fun. But I've just been on this one for a while. And they do Saturday Night Live recap every week, which I do find helpful.
Yeah.
It runs through the sketches, writes them all out of 10. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then you kind of know which ones to watch.
I haven't been to BuzzFeed in a really long time. Like, I would be like maybe 10 years since I've gone onto BuzzFeed, feels like.
Yeah.
Something about it, like, and it's always being advertised to me on Facebook.
Really? You get ads for BuzzFeed?
Just being like, take this quiz. I'm like, I'd rather die. I choose death. Do you want a bit more cable?
Yeah, should I? Maybe I'll take my headphones off and feed them through here.
Yeah, there we go.
This is going to be a good bit of the pod.
That's the best bit. That's the clip.
Clip it up. Put it on Insta.
Make a little reel. Up she goes. POV, you're in a podcast.
The male gaze went viral this week?
10 million views. What is it? Eli gets his... It's amazing. It's so funny. Eli's... It's so relatable.
Yeah.
It's like POV.
That
feeling when your cable is stuck around the leg of your table.
And then you have to change it to move it to the inside so that you've got a bit more length for your cable.
I would say... I used to go to out.com a lot, and I used to go to... But I wouldn't say I'm checking websites daily. That's amazing. Every morning you wake up. Boop, boop,
every morning
boop.
I do those three.
I would say every morning I wake up and I look at TikTok immediately. And I would love to stop that. I think I want to find my stuff now. I don't want it to find me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so you only want to see stuff that you're seeking to watch.
Yes. I don't like waking up and someone telling me how to cook something immediately. Like, I used to like having to be like, I want to eat.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a recipe. What am I going to cook? That's what I'm going to cook. Versus like, hey, you might want to try this lemon pasta. And I'm like, oh, whoa. Okay, like, wow. I literally have just woken up.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird to be like learning something, like a recipe.
Breakfast.
Sort of unconsensually in a weird way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's hectic.
Yeah.
So I want to discover my own shit.
Okay, one of the reasons that I have loved Letterboxd becoming such a fixture in my life is that it is a social media platform, but it's a social media platform that actually you don't want to sit there refreshing it. It's not like, you know, you look at it maybe once every few days. But
it's helpful.
Yeah, and it encourages you to go out, put your phone down, and watch a movie.
Yes.
So that you can write and share your views on it.
Yes.
And that is, here's an amazing thing that I have almost done. Two more days to go. I've seen almost all the Best Picture nominees.
Wow.
Two to go, and they're both ones I can watch at home. So I could get this done before Monday.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Oscars are on Monday.
Oscars are on Monday.
It's a big day.
A huge day.
I actually go to Vogue a lot, weirdly.
Oh, I should start doing that.
It's quite fun.
Yeah. What sort of articles are on Vogue?
Oh, I'm not really reading articles. I'm more looking at lovely pictures.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I like to look at, or be like, these are the big things from Paris Fashion Week or whatever. And it's quite fun. They've always got a little bit going on. A lot of advertising. And you do need, like, I do hate, like, American websites where you're like, do you want to subscribe and get the full content? And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's like when I subscribed pre-pandemic to Bon Appetit and was like, trying to cancel it because I didn't want it anymore. And I was like, I don't know how to, my money's in this American, you know, subscription model. I don't know how to get out of here.
Yeah.
Set me free. I'm going to buy YouTube Premium.
That's awesome, man.
That's what I'm going to do.
Hell yeah.
I go to YouTube every day. I love YouTube.
Yeah, we do that every morning. We watch a YouTube video on the TV. But I do sometimes wish the algorithm was slightly better. I feel like every time I go on, there should be something within those first 5 recommended videos that I'm dying to watch.
100%. It's very much like, based on the literal last video you watched, you might want to watch the next one in that series. Yeah. And you're like, no, I want you to throw something else at me. I want you to understand I'm gay. I'm in my 30s, and I'm in a committed partner with a partnership, and then offer me something.
Yeah, please.
You're not doing the legwork here.
Yeah, you need to work harder, YouTube. Well, maybe they do when you pay for premium.
So maybe premium. I want you to mine my data further.
I want you to, while I'm sleeping, be in my skull, borrowing in,
going through my bank account, seeing what I've bought, and find a lovely video for me to watch. I'm watching a lot of gay men walking through their old country houses and being like, we bought this ginormous estate, you know, when it was just sitting derelict, and then just like all the fucking shit they've done to it. It's so good.
Oh, God, I want to watch some
Can't wait to live in the country, actually.
Yeah.
But like not in a way that is kind of feeding back to the like wildlife. I'm just like going to...
Not with big farty cows.
No, I'm just going to be like making cups of tea and just attempting to keep like a pond thriving.
Do you think you'd ever do beehives?
Yeah.
I'd say that for you.
But I wouldn't ever... I'd pay someone to come in and do the honey.
But they're on your property.
But they're on my... They're on my bees!
Yeah, I don't have a bee suit. But someone comes around.
Exactly.
What's up with... I tried to do a thread about this. And I've noticed you've been really popping off on threads.
Thanks.
And
it's not one of my favorite websites. I find it it's difficult. I'm always like, when is this? Is this all from a week ago?
Yeah, no idea.
When did you all say this?
And some
of
the people, I'm like, who are you?
I know. And it'll be like, here's another hot tip for like Instagram engagement or whatever. I'm like, I don't care. I'm here for someone to tell me something funny.
Yeah, also like a hit thread is like 70 likes? Like, I never see anything with more than like 70 likes.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. But I was wondering, how many houses Tan France have? Because he has been on Architecture.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like every week he's texting Architecture Die, just being like, do you want to come around to my other property? Come over to this other room?
I saw his latest house and just thought it was the most revolting thing I've ever seen. His big old English house with in the big Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Oh,
entrance row with the thing.
So bad. Let's get into it.
What, the Queer Eye thing?
Yes!
We got to get into it. Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Oh. And I think what's great as well is like, first and foremost, I think to brand yourself on being positive and kind.
Is a dangerous game.
If you make that like, because I think you should just be kind and positive and nice to work with.
Without selling
But you don't need to sell that to your audience or make that the reason why you're popular.
Mm.
And the hard thing for those Queer Eye 5 is like, they were just coming in there being like, you're going to love these queers.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful, the most precious souls in the world, and they love each other dearly. And of course it's going to fall apart. I would say as well, I don't know a single queer person who isn't like, a bit high demanding.
A little bit miserable, a little bit anxious, pretty anxious.
Or just like, the whole JVN saga, the sort of tear down of their character. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not surprised. I believe it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But also I'm like, yeah. Tell me one. Like, of course, they're like a little high maintenance. They're a queer hairdresser who's hilarious. And
one of the only non-binary people in the mainstream media.
Yeah, and has like, yeah, probably a massive ego as well because they're a star.
Yeah.
Should be treated as such.
Also, I feel like that job would be so high pressure. Compared to, and also like think about the news. Then the news, like you just tell people stories and there's no like, the stories don't have to fall into any particular rhythm. This is telling true stories, and they are obviously based in truth, but those stories have to be engineered in a way, which like, especially because the first season when they came back, we're right. I do remember it was like great television. We all loved it. We all cried every time.
Have you watched any more?
Never since the first season. Never since the first
I couldn't
season.
Imagine if we watched
it's
it
not
back.
Actually for queer people to watch.
No, it's actually for pink fans.
Yeah, it is for pink fans. But also, yeah, I was reading this article that was like, none of them knew each other before they started filming the show. So apparently the only people that are friends are Tan and Anthony. They're quite tight.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I like Bobby.
I love Bobby as well.
I didn't think I liked Bobby until I saw Bobby quit.
I've seen
Bobby on TikTok, like on his own like Instagram. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
He's fun.
Yeah. And it was kind of obvious, even from the early days, that like maybe he didn't quite fit in the mold in the same way that everyone else like did.
And that job's tough.
That job is crazy.
You're doing a house.
You're redoing
it. Everyone's sort of bonding and having a little moment to cry. And you're like, right, I've actually got to muck in. I've got to rip up this carpet.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Anthony barely knows how to cook.
I mean, I'm not surprised. And I think it's good. I think it's good for how we are perceived in media, that we're not just always like these anomalies who are like sweet and kind and like, you know, I feel like, yeah, we should have more toxic queer people in media. It's better. It's better for us.
I also do feel a little bit like, oh no, whenever like a queer person, and it's happened with queer politicians quite a bit, that they've been exposed as like bullies, bullying their staff. And every time that kind of happens, I'm like, oh God, no.
But we are bullies.
We do bully ourselves.
We pride ourselves on being sassy in the workplace. Yeah. And then we like, you know, marching around bullying, you know, Tina from accounts who went to Pink in the weekend, and we're like making her feel shit. Like,
she's never called an Uber stupid.
No, like, we're fucked. We are toxic. We can't deny that.
Yeah.
But I do like, you know, we just got to set ourselves free.
Yeah, the problem is when you've set yourself a standard that you are going to be the nice, lovely person all the time.
And you're like, you know, talk all about being kind and making space for everyone, and you're horrible. You're like, well, also, we are just humans who get tired and snappy with each other. But I mean, clearly difficult to work with, but who isn't in showbiz, in this game called showbiz?
Well, most people in New Zealand are pretty good to work with, to be fair. New Zealand's too small. Yeah. New Zealland's too small for anyone to get away with type of behavior.
One day you're on the news, the next you're out.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, there's just, we're all like, it could fall and crumble at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we're going to be entering this like post. I felt like the sort of celebrity empire was crumbling around the pandemic anyway. Around the Imagine video, I think, was the beginning of it. Just like literally, like, we were already critiquing it, but then the Imagine video happened, which I think is an important like piece of
it. Should be in a museum. Yeah,
it should be in a museum.
It was like, oh, these people are clueless.
Are clueless and rich and greedy and all that kind of stuff. And then it's all been like just falling apart ever since. Kardashian empire falling apart.
But then,
can we talk just very briefly as well about Kourtney Kardashian in Auckland?
Misspelling Auckland?
That was amazing. Yeah. But then going to Wise Boys Burgers?
Did she go to Wise Boys?
In Greyland.
Oh, not even the Commercial Bay one?
No. There's a photo of her in like Greyland just like smiling and having like, I mean, it's a great joint.
I love their burgers.
I'd argue if you're Kourtney Kardashian and you wanted vegan food,
I would recommend that. If someone had said Courtney's looking for a great vegan meal, I'd be like, oh, Wise Boys is pretty yummy.
A burger.
Well,
that's the first. I mean, no, they're great. But I'm like, she could have anything in Auckland. Auckland.
Do you know? But I don't know if my awareness of vegan restaurants is very high.
This just, it doesn't need to be strictly vegan though. Just like a vegan.
They've all got
dish.
A vegan option. Yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
making vegan now.
But even then, I wouldn't know which vegan options are good. Like, I know that I've eaten Wise Boys quite a bit, and I know that it's all vegan, and I can hardly recommend it.
Did you recommend it?
Yeah, I told her. Well, Kylie asked me, and I messaged her, and she relayed
Wise
it to
Boys.
Courtney.
Wise Boys.
Babe,
you have to go to Wise Boys.
Sometimes you just want a burger, especially when you're dating a punk rocker.
I wonder what Pink's going to do in Auckland. She'll go to Waiheke.
Didn't she get turned away from, last time she was here, she got turned away from that cocktail bar in Ponsonby.
Because she didn't have an ID or something.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I love that.
Yeah, what is she up to today? They all go to Waiheke, right?
Yeah, she'll wake up, she'll have an ice bath, she'll stretch.
Does she do ice baths? Is she that?
Well, she's flying around.
Yeah, but does it even do anything to do you think sometimes when she's in the middle of the air, she's sort of thinking...
What would it take for you to do an ice bath?
I've done one.
Did you like it?
I don't know.
I keep seeing them. I keep thinking about them.
They put them in at Les Mills.
Have they put them in?
And then very quickly they stopped working, but I did use one once before. Because there's the sauna and then there's two ice baths beside it.
Oh, that's the downtown one, eh?
Yeah, I've never been there.
Yeah,
you know what's crazy? I'll call out Les Mills for sexism. I was talking to my friend Rhiannon about it the other day.
Yes.
And we were like, wow, you know when there's two changing rooms?
Yes.
It's such a mystery.
What's
and then
going
you
on
see,
the other one?
Yeah. I remember when we filmed a Funny Girl sketch in the Q Theatre women's toilets. And I was like, my God.
Yeah,
they're different.
They should be the same.
They should be exactly. So I think the Les Mills changing rooms are exactly the same. We were going through and like talking. Because, I also wasn't sure if they, because the Les Mills has got like cubicle showers and then open showers. And I was like, is that because of like...
Cruise culture.
Yeah. And then I was like, do the women's have open showers? She said they do. But what they don't have is these two ice baths. They just bought them in for the men and didn't bring them in for the women.
That's disgusting.
Les Mills, what's going on? Equality.
And the day after International Women's Day.
Well, this was earlier. I didn't have that discussion.
But for the news to break.
Morning. Yeah.
Officially on
the, us. And we
on the
now
only
do
out.
Have to break the news.
Yeah, unfortunately, everyone's got a little bit of news they have to.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right.
How are people going to get the news?
I think...
Because when clips go viral...
7 days?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well yeah, and when we used to do Have You Been Paying Attention, I think people literally use that show to catch up on the news because it did tell you the biggest stories.
I think people watch TVNZ, get some TVNZ news.
Yeah, they do. But like, if you think
what are we going to be watching? I guess Freedom View's over?
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like this, what's going to be on at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I don't know.
Lego
That's what
Masters
I wanted to
know.
Even when TVNZ were like, we're getting rid of the midday and the late night news. I'm like, what are you going to put on? There's not, you can't put on Emmerdale twice.
More infomercials.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But
I guess, do you watch much Free to View?
Yeah, we actually watch Breakfast or AM every morning.
I love,
We pop that on. Don't tend to watch the 6 p.m. Definitely not every night, but occasionally.
Well, AM's gone now. So you have to watch Breakfast.
Well, AM's still going till June.
Yeah, well, that's not long away.
No. But when, on Twitter or like on Instagram, when like a news story goes viral, it's often footage. And I would say it's quite often news hubs footage.
And it is good for those like political interviews to know what's going on. And like it pushes the sort of story.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll watch like Hipkins or Luxon go on Breakfast and then switch the channel and see them do the AM as well. And they're often being asked like completely different questions about completely different stories.
It's actually a hellscape out there now. I guess podcasts?
Yeah, which is why please welcome our special guest for the episode, Nicola Willis. We're really going to get into this.
Oh my God. And Nicola, first question, did you enjoy Pink last night?
She definitely went to Pink.
She definitely went to Pink.
Yeah.
She there's something about her that really irks me. I don't know what it is.
Well, she's a big liar.
Yeah.
She said no extra petrol tax in that clip of hers going viral.
I love that where she's like, they clearly as a group decided, all right, we're going to have to like charge a bunch of extra shit for whatever. And she's been like, no, I just said no extra petrol tax. They've got a clip of me saying that.
It's so, I'm like, they got in by saying things were going to get cheaper, by saying they were going to cut
and they've just,
and nothing.
Nah.
Nothing.
They don't know, they just, it's just fucking crazy.
It's so wild.
And this is how every.
And no one's owning up, no one's owning up yet. I don't see people being like, whoops, sorry.
It's like, it's actually been like 2 weeks of just the worst. Like new things. You're like, okay, smoking, done.
Mm-hmm.
Māori health board, scratched.
Oh.
Like, we're bringing your patches, we don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
School lunches,
gone. Probably out.
We're going to make everything more expensive.
How can you stand by getting rid of free school lunches? I can't believe this world.
And I was just thinking about it when, because like Seymour's quote on it was like, oh, there's like, 2,000 lunches or something that go uneaten every day or yes. what have you. But I was like, but the main number of how many you ship out was like way higher than that. And I was like, that's actually a shit ton of sandwiches or lunches that are being eaten.
So yeah, 93% of them get eaten.
What the
It's so yeah, crazy. Yeah,
it's so crazy.
Do you want to see? Okay. Just
and the wastage that probably goes on in the Beehive office. Oh, that's why I'm just like, keep going and they keep doing the little dirt on them. Like, I was just feasting on that Luxon accommodation supplement stuff. Like, it just made me feel so...
When the Christmas party story came out, I was like...
What was that?
Got him. So on Christmas last year, he had 25 people around to Premier House and stayed overnight. So he clearly...
Likes it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a little fucking bitch.
You see the word run. Do you want to see the worst photo of me of all time?
Please.
So when you do round the bays...
Yes.
Which I did, I hurt my back.
Congratulations.
And then, thank you so much. And then still did round the bays. And what I would say is, now I've maybe permanently ruined my back, but...
we have to be careful at our age.
I know. I hate that. I want to be not careful anymore. You really?
Well, no. I've never... I feel like my body's never been worse.
Yeah.
Right now. Like, it's been months since I've been to the gym. I'm stressed. I'm tired. I'm constantly inflamed. I've got a sore gut. I'm like farting nonstop.
Wow.
And that's beautiful. But yeah, just need to like, I think ice plunge and Pilates or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want it to feel better. It's so bad.
All that stuff.
It's the last thing to go.
Your body.
No, sorry. It's the first thing that I'll get rid of in terms of my sketch if I'm like...
Oh, like
busy.
Any kind
I'm like
fitness
any
or
fitness
wellness.
Or wellness.
Yeah.
Like.
Okay, so I ran around the bays. They take photos of you the whole way. I didn't realize, and then they send it to you, and you can buy
one photographer
for
per
$20
person.
And this is the photo of me.
Wow,
that's the first photo that came up.
Wow.
It looks like my face is sliding off my bones.
You look, I have to say, it's like that's what you're gonna look like.
I know,
and like you don't look like that now.
I know, I don't look like that now, but I did look like that that day. I look what 55.
You look.
60?
So pained. Oh.
And
your fist? So clenched. Oh, holding on for dear life.
You're not meant to clench your fist. Then
holding
you
on to the pain.
Relaxed. Yeah.
But look at your big, broad shoulders and strong neck.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. That means a lot. But my face looks insane.
Look, no one's going to look good running apart from that one meme of that guy that was like smiling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That well, everyone else in my round the base group chat looked way better than me, but
oh my god.
And it's what's wild is that I feel like I enjoy running, like I like the feeling of it, but my that's the worst one, but my facial expression is sad in every single photo.
Do you have a fact of the gay?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
I love when you definitely kind of like read something you're like yeah. It is a void.
That
it?
Was irrelevant message.
I know, I saw the message.
Yes. Okay. So I was trying to look up the history of like gay broadcasting because I was like, the news is in the news.
Weather? Weather's gay.
Weather is gay. Anyway, what I found a history of gay broadcasting, and what I found in that is okay. Relatively unconnected, but this is one of the first ever filmed sympathetic portrayals of homosexuality is a German film called Different from the Others. A silent German melodramatic film. It's, oh my gosh, I just clicked out of it. written by Richard Oswald and Magnus Hirschfeld. You know them well.
Love them. Love their earlier work.
So the film was intended to kind of protest the laws making homosexuality a criminal offence. One of the first sympathetic portrayals of gay men in cinema. This came out in 1919. But I'll tell you the plot. Okay.
So what is that? It's a movie.
A silent film, silent melodramatic film.
And we've never discussed this before?
No, yeah.
That's crazy, eh?
Yeah. Okay, so this is a successful violinist, Paul Corner, who falls in love with one of his male students. Uh-oh. Okay. A sleazy extortionist threatens to expose Corner as a homosexual. Flashbacks show us how Corner became aware of his orientation and tried to first change it, then to understand it. Mm. Corner and the extortionist end up in the court with the judges sympathetic to the violinist, but when the scandal becomes public, Corner's career is ruined and he's driven to suicide.
Oh,
really sad.
Oh,
but,
my God.
So, yeah, this was intended to hopefully push the needle, change the law on homosexuality. The filmmaker had made a version of Picture of Dorian Gray earlier in this, so clearly interested in gay things.
Yes.
But the censorship laws meant it was only shown to medical professionals.
That's a tough audience, actually.
Yeah, I know. I would hate to...
Imagine working quite hard on a film and being like, have you heard? Only the doctors are seeing it.
Only the doctors are seeing it. I can imagine walking out and doing a stand-up show and being like, what do you do for a job, doctor? And then you find out that everyone in the crowd is a doctor. You're like, oh God.
It's because I'm gay.
Yeah.
I miss the idea. I love the idea of a public scandal. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Mm.
Like, we've had sort of political scandals we've had. But, like, I'm thinking back to sort of unruly tourists. I'm thinking back to...
Oh, yeah, when it's sort of fun, something kind of...
I think that's what we need.
And someone out of nowhere becomes the thing that everyone's talking about.
And it brings our whole country together.
Yeah.
I'm willing to put my hand in the ring for it, maybe.
Yeah, that's good. You should... What sort of scandal would you do?
It's a really good question.
Yeah. What sort of scandal would you be happy to be involved in?
Not an affair.
Nice.
It has to be something kind of fun so that we can discuss it. I feel like as soon as you can form a kind of hot take on it and be like, actually, this discourse around X is toxic because of this, then it's over.
Yeah.
So I feel like it needs to sit in a real safe zone of like, it's fun just to chat about, isn't it?
That's
why we love the Natalia Kills William Moon situation.
Gosh.
Because it was like, we all got to go. We all got to get in there and muck about.
Yeah, we all... You know that, have you ever talked to Steph Monks from the radio station about her dad drove them to the airport?
Drove
Willie Moon and Natalia Kills
to
the airport where they were flying after they were kind of banished from the country.
I mean, I guess Pink not being allowed into a bar is sort of...
That is fun.
So maybe something like that might happen.
What if you had secretly been going to the casino and card count and cheating for months? And then
yeah, that would be good.
Yeah,
that would be good. Yeah, that would be really good. Oh, it's a bleak time, isn't it?
Where that's how we want to get our fun.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of a queen of the week that isn't Pink. Just for this, she's had enough time in the spotlight. What was your take on Ariana's album?
Barely listened to it. We played Classic Night, me and Sam Knight, as we were waiting to go to the movie. We played two rounds of speed chess while we listened to the first five or so songs.
You guys are... made for each other.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But I was vibing. It felt pretty good.
Mm.
She's not the queen of the week, though. she cannot be. Surely the queen of the week's got to be Maria Makama, host of Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't watch much of Sunday, but people loved it, eh?
Oh, and I was looking at the list of the big stories that they'd broken and like...
Really?
Yeah, when they pushed the government to make changes and stuff.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
It is hard, like that sort of like deeper journalism or even Fair Go.
Yeah, that's...
there were a lot of people that... Like, I never really enjoyed when people would have an issue and they'd be like, take that to Fair Go. You know, take that to Fair Go. Yeah. But now where will they go? When you know, contractors been jerking off into their undie drawer.
I know. That was actually Target.
Bring that back.
That would be amazing. Very sad if Fingo left and then Target came back.
Imagine doing your job, like your job right now. Like, and someone had a camera on you for like 5 hours of the day.
Oh my God.
And then we just uploaded that footage to TV. I would be mortified.
Hidden camera footage.
Oh, he's having another packet of chips. You know, like...
Yeah. It's on me when I was, like, doing character work at Motet, hiding.
Like vomiting in your like costume.
Yeah, my gingerbread costume.
I couldn't think of anything worse. It'd be so embarrassing. What were they doing? They're sniffing people's underwear, eh? That was the main thing.
Yeah, and you like
what that actually did, what that show actually did for like people are still worried about bringing contractors into their house.
I know. Because of that it show. Scared people.
It scared people rotten.
Yeah, which is maybe a problem. And maybe
I would have a snoop. I wouldn't go into people's underwear drawers, but I would definitely like go into their pantry.
Yeah, I would have a look at what.
Oh, you have a look around. I love looking around people's houses.
Yeah,
I actually
same.
Weirdly relate now to the contractors. Apart from the underwear drawer, I'm like, when you go over to someone's house, of course you're like, what kind of shit have they got?
I love seeing what the setup is in the bathroom, how expensive the products are, how
yes,
many.
Yes.
I love seeing how many. I remember this when we were doing open homes, seeing how many colognes and perfumes people
yes.
have.
That's a very interesting part of an open home when you go into the bedroom and then you're like, I want to check out like the storage solutions or what they've got, and you open the cabinet and then you're like and you get a real like fast hit of who lived in there.
Yeah
it's like you see the Dior Sauvage and like the suits, the Tara Cash suits, and you're like, okay, I remember seeing like a Jordan B. Peterson book like on a bed nightstand. And I was sort of like, whoa, like you really got a taste of
you're like, we
who lives
need to
here
sage at this house.
Or you're like, no suits, okay, but like kids toys, we're looking at a single mum here. Like, just I love piecing up the mystery.
The main house that we wanted before we got the one we have was owned by a gay couple, which we did work out because we did go into their walk-in wardrobe and it was, and they had like 40 colognes and like
wait, so people who owned your house were gay?
Nah, straight the one we current, which is crazy because it is a very gay house. But
yes,
there was one on Owaraka Ave that we went to that we loved, but it was a bit bigger and they wanted to sell to us because I think they figured out that we were a gay couple through the real estate agent. And so the real estate agent was really like, look, these guys really want, if you can just increase the offer a little bit. And we were like, no, we're at our maximum. I think it sold for like 100 grand more than we
I love being like, we would love for a gay couple to buy this house for the price that
we want
to
sell it for.
So cuff up.
It did have a butler's pantry.
What is your feeling on when people put gay couples specifically put urinals in their houses? Or urinal.
Yeah, why?
I hate it, but I've heard of it happening.
If I had
a massive cock.
Yeah. No, but if I had like an outdoor, the one thing I would do is maybe in like an outhouse kind of environment. You know, like a little bathroom in the garden.
A little bathroom in the garden.
Yeah, or like I've been to I've been to Lucy Lawless's house and she had a swimming pool with two changing rooms. And I was like, yeah, I'd put a urinal in the changing room.
Oh, that makes it. So if you're like swimming and you're like, I've got to pee. And then you could quickly use the urinal.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think they should be in domestic settings.
That's taking up so much. That's like a urinal is eliminating space in a public setting because it's allowing, you know, people to get their job done quicker.
Yeah.
A urinal in your house is just, it's taking up extra space it doesn't need to.
Yeah. It's
you never need to, like 20 people don't need to use the toilet.
No, yeah, it is such a men's rights sort of like energy to bring a urinal into the fucking bathroom, being like, what happens when we need to pee?
Yeah.
It's like, just use the fucking toilet like we've been doing for centuries.
You know what's a curse space is when portaloos have the urinal in them.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the one that I remember so well is the one in Edinburgh. It's in the Assembly Gardens and it's like circular, but it's below kind of your head height, so you are just eye contact with all the men peeing in a circle. But on the day,
I think some people are really into
on the day around the bays, because we all had to go pee before we went, and so me and Jordan, Zinni, were kind of like lining up, waiting to use the toilet. And then we saw that there was urinals available. And we're like, oh, we can go. We can get this job done. But the urinals were pretty open. But it was like, you know, it'll just be so faster. So much faster. Then we went into the urinal. And that urinal was a box. Urinals, troughs on two sides.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll go into this corner. And I was peeing into this corner. And then I realized there was such...
Which is a gay thing to do.
Yeah, such a good... But then I was so public because the corner that I went into, there was such a gap between it and the nearest portaloo that it was like literally just, if you were on the other side, it was just framed my penis pissing.
Wait, was the urinal screen like perspex, clear perspex or something?
The urinal was fully open at either end. And then there was a cubicle portaloo here, but this
was open.
Was open.
That is insane.
It was crazy.
That is insane.
It was. I've
it
never
needs to be
felt.
Enclosed. But they do that in Amsterdam as well.
Really?
They've got like public urinals that are like just like a little, like a telephone box that you can just like. And I think they did it because so many people were pissing into the canals.
Oh,
that they
okay.
were drunk. They were falling in and like drowning and they were trying to like save lives or something. That's a fake fact that I've read or could be real. But
it's as real as any other fact we've said on this podcast.
Yeah, true. And this is our news is now. What's real, what's not? What's AI, what's not? But I think they should be enclosed.
Yeah.
I think you have to work. I think we deserve to be a bit more busting in our lives.
Wow. It,
because
that's
just human
such
nature.
A hot take. We deserve to be more busting in our lives.
Well, I think in the way that like, like women have to wait in lines and lines and lines and lines to get to the toilet at a concert or say because there's only X amount of toilets and it's like unfair and it's sexist.
Yeah.
I feel like we get it too easy.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like you're really wanting more people to get prostate cancer.
Yeah, I do.
Holding it in longer.
And I'm on record.
Yeah.
On film, I want that.
On video. It's video content. Certified.
Speaking of busting, I actually need to go to the bathroom. So that's us.
That's us.
We don't have a queen of the week. We do.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's it.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's been the male gaze.
And we love each and every one of you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can hear more of it on our Patreon.
Don't have that. But do subscribe and review. And
you're getting this for free.
And come and see our shows in Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, yes.
Please book now.
Please book
they're
now.
They're both. We're individually touring and the links are in
they're
our separate Instagram bios.
But we'll make a joint one. Please support media. Please support journalism. So please subscribe to this podcast.
This is journalism.
And this has been the news. Good night.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.